From Opinion Research, we're conducting a statewide poll in Virginia. Are you registered to vote in Virginia?
Yeah, what research are you doing? What company? What research is this?
Opinion Research, that's the name of the company. Do you approve or disapprove of Joe Biden's job performance as president?
Disapprove. No performance.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of Glenn Youngkin's job performance as governor?
Yes. Approve.
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 Would you say things in the country are on the right track or the wrong track?
I don't know all the details. I can't give an opinion on that.
Okay. Would you say things in Virginia are on the right track or wrong track?
Right track, as far as I know.
Right track, okay. Politically, do you feel Virginia is primarily a southern state or not?
Define southern.
That's all I have here, based on...
Okay, I don't know what that means.
Okay. How would you rate Virginia's public school systems? Public school systems, excellent, good, fair, poor?
Poor.
Poor. All right. And thinking about only about your local public school system, how would you rate it? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
Poor.
Poor. Okay. Would you say things in local K-12 education are generally on the right track or wrong track?
I'm indifferent. I can't give an opinion on that.
Okay. Virginia is considering legislation creating education success accounts, giving to parents a portion of...
I'm sorry, you're breaking up. You're breaking up. I can't understand.
Okay. I'll read it again. Thank you for letting me know. Virginia is considering legislation creating education success accounts, giving to parents a portion of state funding used to educating public school child for use on education costs such as tuition, testing, fees, and books if that child is not in their public school. So how much have you seen or read about this bill? A great deal, moderate amount, only a little, or nothing at all?
I would need to check with my congressman. I'm sure that he's posted stuff, so I can't answer.
Okay. I mean, have you at least heard a little? Moderate amount? Great deal, or you haven't?
I have not read all that I have been sent from my congressman, so I'm more the data that I'm a lot more interested in is what's happening for seniors. So.
Okay. All right. Well, supporters say it will give parents more choice when it comes to their children's education, while opponents say it will take away state money that should be spent on public schools. Would you support or oppose this legislation?
It sounds like you're saying, I don't understand, I'm sorry, I don't understand the question. You're saying parents will be given more and the state's going to take away something. So I don't understand what the question is.
So education success accounts, right? It says given what education success accounts pretty much says right here, it's give to parents a portion of state funding used to educate a public school child for use on education costs such as tuition, testing, fees, books, if that child is not under public school. So the follow-up question says that supporters say it will give parents more choice when it comes to their children's education, but opponents say it will take away state money that should be spent on public schools. The question is if you would support or oppose the legislation.
I think it would be abused if it's given to parents, and I don't think it's put in use if the state has it. So I'm indifferent.
Indifferent, okay. Given what you know now, would you be more or less likely to vote for a legislator who supports education success accounts?
I'd have to know more. I can't give an opinion on what I would vote on. I'd have to research. the candidate.
Okay. Okay. Do you feel that all Virginia kids should or should not be able to attend a public school they are not zoned for?
Indifferent. I think that'll be abused too.
Okay. Do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to the best public schools, regardless of race, gender, or income?
Actually, yes. They should have access to the best, regardless of anything.
They should. Okay. Thank you very much. Do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to any available public school courses they choose to attend?
That's kind of an... I don't know. You mean, you have to explain that question.
So I'm supposed to read verbatim, and more information isn't written here. It only says that if you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to any available public school or school courses they choose to attend. That's all it says.
I can't answer.
No, okay. Thank you very much. Now, in 2020, the Virginia General Assembly legalized the growth, possession, and consumption of marijuana, but it failed to create a regulated market for the sale of it. So since this time, Virginia has seen proliferation of the marijuana black market, drug crime, and other public safety and health issues. Given this, would you support or oppose a bill that creates a legal regulated market for the sale of marijuana, where all products are tested, all retailers are licensed, and tax dollars are used to invest in public education and law enforcement?
Do I agree with that it should be done? Is that what you're asking? It should be regulated.
Right,
by
if you
state?
Support. Right, if you support or oppose a bill that creates a. Okay.
Yes, I would support the bill.
Yeah. You would. Okay. If Virginia does create a legal market to regulate, test, and tax the sale of marijuana, do you believe licensure priority or other preferences should or should not be given to Virginia hemp farmers?
Oh, I think they should be given a license.
Should, okay, thank you. Do you support or oppose allowing biological males who self-identify as female to compete on girls' high school athletic teams in Virginia?
I oppose.
Oppose, okay, thank you.
I oppose.
Gotcha. Do you support or oppose requiring schools to notify parents if their child is self-identifying as a gender different than his or her biological sex?
Yes, the parents should know.
Parents should know. Okay. Thank you. Do you support or oppose amending the state constitution to add language, making clear that parents have the fundamental right to make decisions that direct the health, education, and upbringing of their children?
Would I support a legislation that would give parents, the parents should have it anyway?
It says if you
I
right,
don't know
to add
I
language.
Answer that.
Okay. No worries.
Yes. They should add language that the parents.
They should. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor child's preferred sexual orientation or gender identity?
If they are not supporting the child's choice of gender?
It says not affirming a minor child's preferred. Yeah, okay. Do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor child's preferred sexual orientation or gender identity?
No. I don't think there should be a law for that. No. What would my answer be?
No. Oppose, then.
Oppose.
You don't agree with this, okay.
That they should be accused of child abuse. They can't even get the real child abuse.
Okay.
I'm giving you my added opinion.
Oh, yeah. No worries. Thank you very much.
I have to vent.
No, go ahead. You're welcome to. So the next one says that I want to ask you some questions about mental health care in Virginia. And I'd like to start by asking you your opinion about the availability of mental health care or substance abuse treatment services in your community. Do you think that access to care in my community is good? There is moderate access to care in my community. Access to care in my community is inadequate. Which of those?
I'm sure it's inadequate.
Inadequate. Okay.
It's inadequate nationwide, if you ask me.
Oh, okay. All right. Right now, the Virginia General Assembly is considering plans to strengthen the state's behavioral health care system. In your view, should that work be a high priority, medium, low, or is not a priority?
I don't know what the order of protocol. I don't know what the order is, so, I can't answer.
Okay. No problem. One idea that's being offered is a state budget proposal to invest $230 million in new funding to expand and improve access to behavioral health care and substance abuse treatment across Virginia. Do you support or oppose this concept?
Can't answer.
Can't answer, okay. I'd like to hear your opinion about some specific aspects of this plan. The plan includes $20 million to fund more than 30 new mobile crisis teams to respond to calls to Virginia's 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline to provide urgent help to people in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
Can't answer.
Can't, okay. It includes $9 million to support mental health patient transportation to relieve the burden on police officers who often have to help transport patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
I will support that one.
Okay. The plan has $15 million to expand mental health services for school-age students in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
Don't know. I can't answer.
No. Okay.
I'd have to have more information,
More info. Yeah.
More info. Yeah.
Gotcha. The next one says that includes $58 million to increase and fund the number of crisis receiving centers and crisis stabilization units across Virginia. Does hearing this make
you? You broke up. Hello?
Can you hear me?